He crossed to the desk where Gino sat, engrossed in the Boston Globe. His familiar bellow erupted. "Jesse Stone," he said, lowering the paper. "Hello, Gino." Leaning against the wall behind Gino's desk was Vinnie Morris, listening to his iPod. Jesse looked at him and signaled his greetings. Vinnie nodded in return.
"Another unexpected visit," Gino said.
"Couldn't be helped," Jesse said. Gino motioned for Jesse to sit.
"Coffee," Gino said, "or, if you'd rather, scotch."
"I'm good," Jesse said. "Thanks just the same."
"How may I be of service this time?"
"I'm grateful for the help you provided in arranging for me to meet Clarice Edgison and Mr. Walker."
"It was my pleasure."
"I need to see them again, or rather I need to see Mr. Walker again."
"Ah," Gino said, "I'm sorry to say that I can be of no further assistance regarding Ms. Edgison or Mr. Walker."
"Because?"
"Let's just leave it at that, shall we, Jesse Stone?" Gino said. "This is about a murdered girl." "I'm well aware of what it's about."
"And you won't help?"
"I believe I've made myself clear."
The state police believe that a territorial struggle between Thomas Walker and Fat Boy Nelly is about to erupt.
"I've heard that rumor," Gino said.
"My gut tells me that the dead girl is at the root of it."
"Allow me to recommend milk of magnesia for your gut issues," Gino said as he stood. "It's always a pleasure to see you, Jesse Stone."
Gino nodded to Vinnie Morris. Vinnie turned off the iPod and escorted Jesse out of the office. He walked Jesse to his car.
"Beacon Hill," Vinnie said.
Jesse didn't say anything. "Number 17, the Edgison residence." Jesse nodded.
"Thanks, Vinnie," he said.
"De nada," Vinnie said. He started to head for the building, then stopped and turned back.
"Jesse," Vinnie said, "this shit is about to get ugly. I'd keep that in mind if I were you."
Jesse nodded. The two men smiled briefly. Then Vinnie went back inside.